Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, we now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Kick them while they're up, kick them while they're down. Roger had to go. He was 30 minutes late going into a speech. I understand that. But he was getting something very intriguing there. I don't care about money and power, but I do care about not being a slave. And the New World Order comes after us trying to take our money away or whatever like that matters to me. It's just fuel to fight them. But when you really look at it, I'm being honest with listeners. I mean, I don't commit crimes. I don't want to cheat people. I don't want to do any of that. But when the globalists make it the law that our speech is illegal and their tyranny is the law, well, then it's flipped around at that point. And I'm just saying we're entering that area. And it's because these globalists have never gotten in trouble that they've gotten so arrogant. Think about this. The protesters can't vote in person, but they can protest and run around, and that's good. But now they've got to be able to vote by mail so they can engage in fraud. Here's that report, and we'll come back again to the big COVID-19 news. But let's get in to the latest COVID developments. New saliva-based COVID-19 test could be fast, cheap, game changer. CNN.
Scientists are calling it a COVID testing breakthrough, a supervised but self-administered test for coronavirus from a sample of your saliva. Experts say if done properly, it could be as effective and much easier to perform than those intrusive nasal swabs by medical workers covered in PPE.
You read the type of test it is, it's the other basic test they've been using that give almost 90% false positives. So that'll create more hysteria, more fear. It's never about the death toll now. It's about the number of people that are infected. But once you get tens of millions that have been tested, then if they die in a car wreck or if they die of a heart attack, you get to count them. They go, oh, 1,200 a day dying from COVID. When tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands some days die in the United States. People say, man, the left's collapsing their states, their cities. Because they work for the New World Order to collapse the whole country. You think they're just idiots that don't know how to run things. They know how to destroy things. It's a plan. Michigan rejects more than 10,000 absentee ballots, including some from voters who died.
Wouldn't it be a concern to you? Do you realize how inaccurate the voter rolls are with just people just moving around, not let alone the people that die off, but sending ballots out just based on a voter roll registration? Anytime you move, you'll change your driver's license, right. But you don't call up and say, hey,
no,
by the way,
I'm re-registered. Voter fraud, though.
That's,
but there's no
that's
evidence
not,
of widespread
there's,
voter
there's
fraud.
There's no evidence that there's not either. That's the definition of fraud, Jake. When we look at that, what we have seen are
violent crime explodes during the police getting defunded and the police being told not to respond and people being told to riot and kill and murder. But the article blames COVID and the police for the globalist economic depression and reset and martial law that comes out of it after Trump's removed, if they're successful.
The NYPD and the mayor did not do their job last night.
Well, you know, I just heard a story about somebody saw a protester, a looter arrested. The reality of the situation is that looter will probably be back in 3 hours and we'll have to catch him again. Any comments that are placing the blame for where we are with this situation on the backs of the men and women of this police department that are putting their lives on the line, Neil, I think is disgraceful, and he should be ashamed of himself. There's politics, and there's what's right. And that is a disgraceful comment.
Now, this agency has done a remarkable job in probably unprecedented times, and I couldn't be prouder of the work the men and women of this agency have done.
You know, CNN says COVID is Trump's fault and it's the police fault. Crime is exploding.
contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now, 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets, it'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now, and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared. Most of the time, it's 100%. I'm just telling you what they said, where they said it, like with Operation Lockstep or Event 201. And I'm sitting there 6 months ago when the UN's saying this will be a permanent lockdown, it'll never end, we'll never shake hands, we'll always wear masks, no one will go into buildings anymore, we'll all live in our homes, robots will deliver us our food. That's the post-human world. People go, that sounds crazy. And you're like, oh, here, let me pull it up for you. Here's Davos. Here's the UN. Here's the Rockefeller. And people look at it, even family, and they'll go, God, that's crazy, Alex. I sure hope you're wrong. You hope I'm wrong. Right before the French Revolution, there was a mail carrier riding through Germany who got struck by lightning carrying a parcel. And it killed him, and it blew the parcel up. You know, like when an oak tree gets struck by lightning, it can explode. And the police got there, and there were documents all over the ground, letters, a bunch of orders to the Illuminati in Germany and France about how they were going to have a revolution and overthrow the crown and overthrow the church to put themselves in power over everyone. Not to empower the people. And we know they got control and what the Jacobins did. And if you study Satanists today, the left, all of it, it goes back to the left-hand path, the same group. And Aleister Crowley is just the more modern version of that operating system. But this morning I was thinking about all the things we've covered in the last 8 months under this global takeover and the fact that we're making this Bill Gates film right now that I need to hurry up and get done. There's always new stuff adding, so new chapters so fast we can't ever get it done. And I remembered all the patents through the Wuhan lab and others that Bill and Melinda Gates, through their foundation and foundations they fund, and Fauci and the NIH and Obama were funding, where they created COVID-19 chimera bat viruses, vaccines, and did animal trials already. That's how they skipped the animal trials. And I'm talking 5 years ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 6 months ago. They already had all this ready and had the vaccine ingredient prepared. And that's how it was in the Associated Press just yesterday over the weekend. Oh, the U.S. has developed new strains of COVID for the vaccine trials. Boy, they said it would be 3 years and then 2 years and then a year. And then, remember, I told you back at the start of this in January and in February, I said, watch, they're telling you 2-3 years for a vaccine. They'll have it by the winter. Because I know them, folks. They didn't create all this. They didn't have 11 different operations funded by Fauci and Gates alone.
at Wuhan, where they were doing the illegal research that had been banned in the United States. They were running it. Now, do we know specifically what they're planning or how it mutates or exactly what the vaccine is going to do to us? No. They just tell us it's going to make a lot of people really sick, and it changes your DNA and makes you a GMO creature. Headlines. New DNA vaccine will make us aliens. Pop that in. You'll get the New York Times. You'll get Newsweek. They're just like, oh, we're going to make you corporate owned now. We're going to put something in you that changes your cells' programs. Oh, and by the way, it's going to make you real sick. Oh, and by the way, it's not even going to protect you. Because they're like, oh, there's going to be new ones all the time just to live your life. You'll be getting these things, you know, every few months. So they're announcing this gargantuan dystopia. And instead of lying to us about how it's not going to help us, they just say, oh, it's not going to help you, but you're going to do it. And the contact tracers are going to come to your houses. And they're going to take your kids away. And I said, 6 months ago, and they were, this was in the documents, it wasn't news yet, but they were, and the UN was saying this. And I'm like, look, they're saying this here. Look, they, now this is going to be announced in 6 months. Of course, it is now. Because I've learned how they operate, their formula. And I said then, over and over again, I said, I guarantee you they've got more deadly strains of this. This is only a test. This is a simulation to see how we'll lock down. They're going to count regular flu and other stuff as deaths to scare people. But this is all just to scare people with a virus they own and control, because they've got worse versions and worse mutations that spread faster and will kill higher numbers. So they're just introducing us to our destruction and teaching us that they're our saviors, while hiding in plain view, they produced it all at their laboratories to make sure it's all scripted, that they're the good guys and they're saving us. Because I could see all the documents and all the pieces, and only a few pieces were missing in the jigsaw puzzle. And then about a month after I started saying that, Gates goes on Colbert and he says, this was only a drill. Terrorists are going to release one way worse. And I went, oh, my God. We're just making sure we can lock you down during this. And see, we pass the test. We wear the mask. We lock down. We're going to stay in our houses when they kill us. And he says he wants to kill you. He wants to depopulate you. He says it's great. Everything's shutting down. It's good for the earth. And he's just as happy as a pig. And you know what? Because his whole life work is being carried out now. And he's in the news like, this is when you will be able to go outside again. This is when you'll have a job again. And it's Bloomberg, AP, Reuters. Here's Bill Gates. He runs your life. I mean, imagine if the cops acted like this, or Trump. But, oh, the media says he's the good man. Look, he's wearing a pink sweater. And then just as sure as the sun came up, they came out in the last week and said, okay, we found deadly strains in Malaysia, China, and other areas, and they're hundreds of times worse, and they're coming to kill you. And that's why the lockdown is going to be permanent. We know more's coming. And then when it hits, and it's not killing, you know, 0.0032, when it's actually killing 1% of people, there's really dead bodies everywhere, and they're getting us ready for it at the hospitals, they're going to say, hey, you better take these shots. Hey, we better have contact tracers in your house. And all the SJWs out of the colleges that are trained authoritarians that want power are going to be coming to your house and to my house. And they're going to be dead bodies all over the place, and they're going to be vitriolic, saying, see, we told you so. Now, I told you this 6 months ago. Now they're saying it all over the news. It's all scripted, folks. So remember, when your wife or your husband or your child or your mother or your father's dying from this, and there are dead bodies piled up outside hospitals, and there are crematoriums going around the clock, and they're dumping people in mass graves, and hundreds of millions are dying, just remember, you're non-essential. They told you that. They're teaching you right now and beta testing what it's going to be like when most of you are gone. Because the next one's only going to kill a few hundred million. Then they're going to have permanent lockdown, robots controlling us, drones controlling us, China's the model. And then, 5 years after they do that, they're going to release a bioweapon that'll make you glow in the dark and have a permanent orange afro. That was an old movie. I forget which comedy where they said that. These nuclear weapons will make you glow in the dark of a permanent orange afro. You know, we joke about this. It's here. It's their plan. They're doing it. They're on record. I'm sorry. I don't want to have to tell you that. But people say, aren't you scared? We're all dead already. What are you talking about? The whole thing's going down. Are you going to just sit here and take it? All these people are being seduced into this where they just comply. They think they're going to be safe. But that's how they then tighten the AI noose. The robots aren't just going to attack us one day. They're going to be there to protect us and control us. And then candy bar the door. Toll free number to join us. Give us your take on this and more. 877-789-2539. First time callers. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-ALEX. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
let's finish up with a little COVID situation. Hit a few news articles. I'm going to get your calls. There's really not words for me to describe how serious this is, and for listeners to know that unless we have a full rejection of the entire New World Order operation, they are building a dystopic world on purpose. They don't want you with swimming pools and going to college and happy and being healthy and having a future. They see you as eating their food and using their globalist resources. They've stolen the world through fraud. And they don't want you making decisions about the future of the planet. And that is the bottom of the spider hole. And so they told you COVID lockdown never ends. They told you the vaccine won't protect you. And now they're telling you super deadly strains are coming. And then I pull back and I go, well, wait a minute. I mean, it's on record that Fauci and Gates don't have their fingerprints on this. They are the people that run the Wuhan lab. And then the Westerners that are in it, it's mainly Westerners, head up Facebook and Google and Apple fact-checking on COVID-19, it turns out. So they're running the censorship of the media through Wuhan, through the UN, and then the UN says what can be on the media worldwide, and then governments follow the orders under treaties. Every day I see articles like, yesterday, UN orders UK not to use Navy to stop migrants coming across the English Channel. French mayor says it's act of war for England to even stop them or turn them back. And they're not turning them back. It's the United Nations in control of everything. Our speech, our medical systems, all these doctors, prestigious doctors, saying things that are true, giving press conferences how Bill Gates funded a fake study saying hydroxychloroquine hurts people, and it wasn't even real and was withdrawn when all the other studies show the opposite. And now you see the headlines, oh, this university closed, this high school closed. Because, well, no one's dying at the university, no one died at the school, but the parents were mad that the school was open, so they tested their kids, and we found that, you know, this many kids tested positive for COVID. And no one goes, well, let's look at this type of test. There's three types of tests now. Almost all of them are false positives the way they design the damn things. Again, it's all based on hysteria. But people want to be COVID positive. They want to get into it. They want to go lay around and watch Netflix while the economy collapses and the future dies because everybody just thinks it's an extended summer, an extended spring break. And no, it's not. It's the end of the world as we know it. Look at these headlines. Market Watch, Dr. Fauci says U.S. can learn from Asian countries in battle against COVID, says China is the model. Oh, yeah, China has no problem now because it's all fake statistics. UNC Chapel Hill. Oh, that's one of the places that produced COVID-19. Reverses plans for in-person classes after 130 students test positive for COVID-19. Oh, my gosh, you're testing positive. You're all guilty. And then we expose it as a fraud. We show how it doesn't have a high kill rate. But then they roll out the next model. And Bill Gates is vindicated. Oh, he'll be vindicated. And we know that these vaccines, normal flu vaccine lowers your immunity to the flu the next year. That's major studies. So they want to give you a vaccine for COVID-19 so that the next version, COVID-19 mutation that's 10 times more infectious than the original discovered in Malaysia. That's up on InfoWars.com. And look how infectious it is in the graph. Of course, the death rate straight down is 0.037 globally. Rabid squirrels kill more people, but it doesn't matter, you see, because the infection rate's up because it was all actuary to be a fraud. Meanwhile, another important article at InfoWars.com, why Americans should adopt the Sweden model on COVID-19. They had a spike, almost no deaths, and now almost no infections or illnesses because it's herd immunity. And they know the fraud. They didn't do all the fake testing, and nobody's dying. They just have some international medical groups that are going along with the fraud. Just like Bolsonaro exposes the fraud. His medical system's still globalist, so he can't help it. They put out the fraud there. Everybody that dies of a car wreck, gunshot wound, cancer, they call it that. When you actually get a pneumonia or something, it's like, oh, let's gather around. Let's make a big deal about it. When pneumonia's always killed way more than the flu. But they didn't want to panic people. So when the, you know, when I lost 3 family members 6 years ago in the same month, both sides of my family moved out to the ranch, uncle, cousin, and my dad's older cousin, we called him his uncle, all died within 1 month of each other from a pneumonia. And when I was at the hospital, they had people dying when I was there for off and on for a couple of weeks, just dead bodies everywhere. Nothing on the news. But callers were calling the show going, man, a lot of folks dying in my town. It hit Texas, it hit the South, it hit the Midwest. And I mean, it was, there were a mystery illness has hospital overwhelmed. And boy, it was real. We'd drive over to the hospitals, they'd be empty, nothing going on. Turned out there was nothing going on. We're going to go to break, come back, go directly to your calls. Rabbi Wolf, Jeff Cooper, Samuel, Mike, Michael, Scott, Clint, Tim, Don, Casey, you're all coming up. Straight ahead, and we've got other stories. AP did their job. Fact check Michelle Obama's DNC speech. Found out she lied about something big. We'll tell you about when we start the next segment separately. Got a new big special going. I can't offer shipping store-wide because there's a lot of items that we just lose too much money on, like a water filter or something like that. That cuts like half the money we make out of it because there's not that much profit in it. We have such good deals. But we do have free shipping on 8-pack power stack and survival shield X2 combo at 60% off. Unprecedented. Best deal ever. Heart and body combo, Extendawise and VasoBeats, 50% off. Even though Extendawise is selling out. Survival shield X2 back in the liquid form under the tongue, 50% off. Ultimate fish oil back in stock, 33% off, free shipping. Survival shield X2 spray, 50% off, selling out fast. All these have free shipping. Prostaguard, sold out for months. High quality zinc. Saw palmetto, so much more, so good for your immune system, so good for your glands, prostate, you name it, 33% off. Survival Shield X2 and Survival Shield X3 combo, 50% off. Krill oil, 17% off, selling out fast. Alexa Pure Breeze, 4-stage ion filter, free shipping, $149. That is the best deal ever given on that. We make $30, the manufacturer, nothing. That is the best deal ever. Infowarsstore.com, and I'll say it again. If you don't get storable food now while you can, our great suppliers, super high quality, great packaging, last 25 years, 1 to 2 weeks for them to ship it to you. They wanted me to tell you 3, but it's really 1 to 2. So I said, you said 1 to 2, I'm telling them that. So get your My Patriot Supply at InfoWarsStore.com, get it delivered fast, high quality to your home, and have that checkbox taken care of. Because if you think the world's going to get easier, it's going to get crazier, and the enemy wants you dependent on them, not self-sufficient. Well, firearms and a relationship with God.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So, she has been chosen because she's part African. And now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes.
I don't give you permission to record me. You're on live right now. I don't give you permission.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
Get the f*** out of here, you naughty.
You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed. You laughed and laughed. And then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away. Ha ha. They're coming to take me away. Ho ho. Hee hee. Ha ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and fiddle their thumbs and toes. And they're coming to take me away.
I'm gonna grow a magnificent pair of
bricks. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds.
America!
Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt!
You're a f***ing idiot, and I'm a f***ing Marxist, you f***ing
You want to play this little pedantic game, or do you want to actually have a conversation?
Why are you
bitch?
Getting in my face?
Punk bitch.
I'm going to tell you one more time.
Do it. I swear.
Okay.
Do it. I promise. Do it. Bitch.
Trump supporters are pussies.
They're coming to take me away, haha. They're coming to take me away, ho ho hee hee, haha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their great white coats, and they're coming to take me away, haha. Happy homes, trees and flowers, and chirping birds, and basket weavers, and sit and smile, and fiddle and thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away.
All right, folks, you know, you look at the mental illness of the left, it's actually very sad that we've not stood up to them. And so they believe they're going to be empowered by serving this evil system. But the more they're not empowered, they just keep doubling down. That's the nature of the psychology. All right, Rabbi Wolf. And then we've got Casey and James and Tim and Michael and Mike and Cooper and many others. We're going to the order the calls are received. Rabbi Wolf in California, welcome to the airwaves. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I wanted to mention to you that there are parallels between the 2016 and the 2020 election, namely the fact that you were T-boned this morning and that Roger Stone was T-boned during that election, but he didn't mention it this morning. And, you know, I know you mentioned about the Gatorade, but there's nothing that you could have done to prevent yourself from being T-boned this morning. And the fact that you looked down actually saved your life because you would have been hit on the driver's side. And you should call on Yahweh and ask him in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach to put a protective ring around you and your family because you don't know how much danger you're in because of the Shadowgate film.
Well, sir, I know this. I haven't had many wrecks in my life. I had one about 15 years ago where we got blown off the highway out in the countryside, and the police got there, and they said, you know, a tornado came through here. That's what blew you off the road. And then I barely rear-ended a lady a few years ago because she slammed her brakes on, but that barely even dented her bumper. But this today, I really think was both of us making errors. But I'm just glad to be alive, I can tell you that. And because it did come close to hitting my door, hit right behind me, smashed that door in the back pretty bad. But I'm here. I was only telling the story because I was a little late getting to work. I got here about 10 minutes for the show because of that fiasco. What do you think is coming up with the election battle, my friend?
I think it's going to be a real dogfight. And, you know, the elections, they're really never determined by the absentee ballots because, you know, as you know, I mentioned that I work with the Democrats, you know, during their election. And most of the ballots are thrown away, and most African Americans vote by absentee ballots. So, you know, they're really not going to count all of the ballots anyway. So what's going to happen is it's going to be contested, and this is why the Supreme Court made the ruling concerning whoever wins the popular vote. So it's going to be a battle, and I mean a kinetic battle. And what will happen on the other side of this is the fact that China is basically being given the green light to go after Taiwan. So that's the one thing that we'll have to watch for.
I agree. In fact, I was going to ask listeners today, I'm glad you mentioned that, what do you think the next big? We've had COVID, the fake race riots, old Russiagate, Ukrainegate. What's the next big thing? And I think it's Taiwan, Hong Kong. I mean, I think the globalists are trying to greenlight China to do that as another big upset. What do you think?
I think so, because China, you know, their president is saying that they're not going to pass it on to the next generation. So what I could see happening is China firing missiles at their air bases and naval bases and basically invading. And
oh, yeah, they've been flying with their jets over, threatening to attack for weeks.
Right. So this is what I see coming on the other side of the election if they don't do something in August or September. But from what I see, it's going to happen most likely on November 4th.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. Really great points. Let's go to James in Pennsylvania. James, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Thank you very much, Alex. I just want to say you woke me up as a young man with the Obama deception. Now I've grown into a man taking care of his family. Breaking news, the United States Postal Service on February 7, 2020, filed a patent for secured voting through blockchain technology.
Yeah, no, I've got that. That article's on InfoWars. That's very interesting because that way you'd have your own blockchain number and then somebody could not copy that. In fact, here's the article right here. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's unbelievable how fast the pace this has picked up in the last 8 months. I mean, you've been calling it for more than a decade, brother. I just want to say thanks very much for everything that you do. You woke me up.
Oh, brother, don't thank me. We're in all this together. But I tell you, they are sure throwing the kitchen sink at this. What do you think the deep state's going to do next?
I think they're going to continue on with their communist takeover of Democrat-controlled cities, culminating to a point where Trump either sends in the military and they're going to call up their United Nations forces, unfortunately, for the West Coast. I think the West Coast is almost entirely lost.
And by the way, I used to think when old-timers would say that they were crazy, but it is in State Department Memorandum 7277. The weathermen in court, it turned out, wanted to take over the West Coast, bring in Chinese troops in the 60s and 70s. And now they're trying to bankrupt the West Coast on purpose. And they're talking about having the military take out Trump if he contests the election and having Democrat states secede, starting with the West Coast. So, I mean, Pelosi's on TV saying it. So it's like we're already living in insane times, my friend.
Absolutely. It's fever pitch right now, leading up to the election.
God bless you. You know, I've seen nothing but lies from AP the last few months, but I'm surprised they told the truth. AP fact checks Michelle's DNC speech. Cages for illegal immigrant children were built during Obama-Biden era. And they were simply chain-link fences inside these warehouses separating unaccompanied children from adults that weren't their parents. What do you think you do when you've got emergency centers opening up and a million people pour across your border in a month and you're rolling up the chain-link fence to keep the kids away from the adults that aren't their parents? They're not putting drywall in there overnight. Years later, they have. But they keep showing you the same images over and over again. That is called deception. Those images are from 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16. And it's on record they are, but they don't care because they can sit there and lie because their constituents have no memory. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Filtered by globalist propaganda. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I see KC in North Dakota says pushing back on mandates, kids going back to school. What they're doing now is they're testing in the schools, and if anybody has it, they close the school, even though it's not killing anybody. It's incredible. This is how they hamstring us. They create new phobias that, well, you can't ever get a virus and get sick. That's part of life. It's why you get sunlight, why you eat good food, why you get good nutrients, why you supplement. But they, again, say, oh, no, zinc's not good. Medical doctors prescribing vitamin C have been SWAT teamed because the UN said that wasn't approved. And the FBI was so dumb in those states, like Michigan, that they didn't even understand medical law. They had to obviously never even put charges on them, because a doctor can prescribe anything they want as long as it's approved as a general prescription. Plus, vitamin C is not even a prescription. But they wanted that idea that, oh, the UN says there's no known treatment for COVID-19. Really? And the doctors were quick to say, it's not a treatment for it. If you have high vitamin C, vitamin D3, and zinc, you can't get it. That's on the NIH website. And that's what's crazy, is the science is all there if you trust the real science. But they got the public so dumbed down that even the FBI thinks vitamin C is illegal. I can play you the newscast. What you gonna do when they come for you bad boys? This clinic rated for giving people vitamin C IVs. I hate needles, but I get vitamin C IVs a couple times a year. And the minute I start feeling sick, I grab the phone up. There's like 10 places to do it. I go, get over here, please. Boom, they come here. $100. Stick that needle in my arm, baby. Pew. Works like a charm. And every other person that's got their head screwed on knows that. But that's the world we live in, folks. Because they want you desperate and scared, thinking you got to stay in your house, wear a mask, and never leave again. And, oh, 5 vaccines a year for COVID, that still won't help you. It's just the end of the world. Casey in North Dakota, you're right. It's time to reopen. It's time to be leaders and expose the fraud at PTA before the schools open to explain how the fraud works. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. It's an honor. 10-year info warrior from the North Country up here. And today we sent our son off his first day at kindergarten.
Wow.
And in his hand, he had his constitutional coloring book with his backpack, and there was no mask in his pocket.
Beautiful.
We're not gonna let these kids be indoctrinated anymore by this leftist infiltration into our education systems. Quote Thomas Jefferson, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, expects what never was and never will be. But we're taking it upon ourselves to teach our young son and our young daughter when she's old enough.
Well, by the way, what is it about North and South Dakota? Because I was reading, you guys have the least restrictions of anybody and some of the lowest levels of the fake COVID thing. Why aren't folks buying the BS in the Dakotas?
Honestly, we're sparsely populated. We've got a lot of people with their heads screwed on straight up here, but we're not free from the globalists up here.
Oh, I know you got idiots. I know you got idiots up there, too. Everybody's got idiots.
Well, our governor, Doug Burgum's, is in Bill Gates' back pocket. Microsoft bought out his software company in 2000. And just recently this year, it was reported Doug Burgum went on a private party excursion with Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates. So if people think that it's not in their backyard, they need to look again because it's a lot closer to home than they think.
No, I know you're right. But folks are great in the Dakotas. I know everybody's got their own problems, but you know, I love Texas, but and my office is based in Austin. People always ask, why are you in Austin? It's the new L.A. Well, I literally was down at the creek this weekend, and then I got out of that creek and marched down the creek a little bit further and got back in. And these women were like, Alex Jones, you live in Austin. Why do you live here? It's so liberal. And I asked the women, I said, where'd you move here from? Oh, I moved from California. They said, really? Welcome to Austin. And I thought it was a joke. They said, well, when did you get to Austin? And I said, in the 1820s. Back when it was Waterloo, I mean, that's why we're in Texas, is family settled here, family settled in Gonzales, family on my mom's side, on my dad's side settled in East Texas. We still have a ranch, the part we have left, that was bought from the Mexicans. We have it, the actual land grant in the old family Bible laminated in my dad's safe. And then when I got done, she just laughed at me. She said, welcome to Austin. But it was just funny to her. And it's like, you know, hey, she was a leftist. I get it's all a big joke to her, but she wants to run from what she's done and then piss all over the state. And I just wish that America would find its soul again and turn back the tide and stop this globalist takeover. What do you think?
I think we are, Alex. A lot of people are spreading the links, especially with the pedophilia rings going down, the massive operations against that. There's a lot of people normally that are pretty conservative. You want to hear them speak out about any of this. They're sharing information on it, talking about it. The awakening is massive, and it's only gaining momentum. The one thing that we really need our president to do, we got to start knocking heads here sooner and later. I'm hoping he's holding out closer to the election to start dropping the bombs. You know, I think he's pulling a Muhammad Ali rope-a-dope right now, just letting them unload everything they've got, and then he's going to come blasting out of the corner.
I like that, but he's got so much ammo. He doesn't need. He just needs to blast, 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 blast.
Totally agree. He needs to unload now because his people need that glimmer of hope that we're heading in the right direction, and they don't have him totally stifled. But
you're totally right, Casey. Casey, thank you for the call. We're going to jam some more calls in. I like the fact that Trump posthumously gives people pardons to bring up the fact that what they did was right. President Trump pardons one of America's most important women. And she, of course, was arrested for voting as a woman in 1872, Susan B. Anthony. But folks are saying, hey, what about Julian Assange? They sent in CIA sex operatives, two women, he likes women. And they said after the fact, well, he wasn't wearing a condom. It was consensual sex, but he wasn't wearing a condom. 7-8 years later, he's still locked up in solitary confinement near death for being a journalist that exposed the deep state and the pedophile rings. The man is a hero. He deserves a Pulitzer Prize. He deserves a Nobel Prize. but instead they give those to tyrants. So there's an article on InfoWars.com by Kit Daniels. How about pardoning someone alive? Base upset, Trump pardoned Susan B. Anthony instead of Assange, Snowden, or Flynn. He needs to pardon all of them and throw it in the globalist's face. Do it now, Trump. God almighty. All right, let's take another call here. Let's go to Cooper and then Mike. Cooper in Florida. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
How are you, Alex?
I'm just, it's surreal watching all this unfold.
Understood and agreed. We have to change our tactics, though. We need to start getting aggressive. I agree with you. I'm not condoning violence. I'm not saying we need to go out there and start knocking heads. But we have to up our tactics. This, what we have been doing previously, these proprietary ways of doing things, that has to change.
Well, that's it. We can't do all the old proprietary. We have to really be stunning. We have to really take things over legally and lawfully. That's why they're not doing live TV shows in public. They know we take them over, like last time with Bill Clinton's a rapist. So we've got the enemy already hiding, but then how do we pierce through that and absolutely take it over?
Use their tactics against them, not in the same way, though. Use if they want to flip things, everything they say Trump has been doing, they have been doing. We need to do the same thing. Call that to the attention. Truth. Use truth. That is what's going to bring everything to light. That's the only thing that will work.
I think people have to go in grocery stores and hand out flyers and say it's all a hoax and expose Fauci as a criminal and Bill Gates. I think people got to get up in front of their churches and yell and scream. They got to do it at city councils. We got to make a major stir everywhere. Not go out and bully people and shut down people's free speech on the left. We've got to go to the churches and the businesses and everywhere, and we've got to get out of our comfort zones and stop being the silent majority. Because they're just going to steal the election with fraud, and they don't care about the fact that we actually win the election.
And we know that's what they're going to do. They've already told us. So we need to get a game plan as far as what we can do in the meantime and what we're going to do in the event that they, you know, follow through with it.
And by the way, if somebody lives near somebody like Pelosi or Waters or any of these criminals, they still go out. They still do things. It's legal for you. They're the ones saying harass everybody at the grocery store or at the gas station. Well, no, don't do that. But get in their face. People, don't hit them in the head with a tire iron like they do us. Just get in their nasty faces everywhere. And also know they're criminals. Their husbands are criminals. Their kids are criminals. And so we need people that work around these folks to get the dirt on them and release it. Start getting aggressive. Anything else, Cooper?
No, I just want to see that these people are never, ever allowed to walk these streets again without people knowing them and seeing them for their true face. It's time for them to take off their mask.
That's right. They want to intimidate us. They started the fight. Instead of just knocking innocent people in the head on the side of the street, let's get in the face of the establishment. More calls straight ahead. Back in 2 minutes.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.